This is Amin Ali, M-I-N space A-L-I, dictating for Dr. Anas Obeid, data service, January 24, 2013, patient name, Abdul Adiz Mukashar, A-B-D-E-L space A-Z-I-Z space M-O-U-K-A-C-H-A-R, date of birth, September 19, 1949, primary care physician. Please copy and paste from page 1 and fade on November 16, 2012. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow up. Next paragraph, dear colleague who has the pleasure of seeing Mr. Mukashar, who will know a very pleasant 63 years old gentleman with past medical history significant 4, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and coronary artery disease, status post 2.75 by 15 millimeter drug eluting stent to the LID, and have anomalous absent left main. But he came to our clinic today as a follow-up. Next paragraph. On today's visit, he had no specific cardiac complaint, no chest pain, no disintegration or test, no palpitations, no syncope or presyncope, no lower limb edema, no intermittent claudication of the lower limb. However, he has complaining of right under the elbow bruises of petechial hemorrhage, no bleeding from his mouth or nose, no coughing blood. Next paragraph, past medical history, number 1 hypertension, number 2 hyperlipidemia, number 3 coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, past surgical history, significant for coronary catheterization and stenting. Next paragraph, surgical history, significant for smoking 6 cigarettes per day for 40 years, denies alcohol on intravenous drug abuse. Next paragraph, family history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, allergies, non-drug allergy. Next paragraph, current medications, number 1, simvastatin, 20 mg daily, number 2, metoprolol, 12.5 mg twice daily, number 3, Plavix, 75 mg once daily. Next paragraph, physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure, 128 over 76 millimeter mercury, pulse rate 68 beats per minute, weight 162 pounds, height 5 feet 11 inches, body mass index 22.6. Please type down the template of a normal cardiovascular system exam. Next paragraph, diagnostic test, EKG, was done on November 16, 2012. It showed heart rate of 76 beats per minute, normal axis, escape rate. Next paragraph, cardiac stress test, please copy and paste from page 2 as stated on November 16, 2012. Next paragraph, cardiac catheterization, please copy and paste from page 3 as stated on November 16, 2012. Next paragraph, segmental ABI study was done on August 3, 2012. It showed ABI on the right 1.42, on the left 1.35. Results were abnormal. Next paragraph, arterial Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremities. Please copy and paste from page 2 as stated on November 16, 2012. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number 1, coronary artery disease. His status post 2.75 by 15 mm stent to the LID. On today's visit, he was asymptomatic. Previously, he was complaining episode of bruises and petechial hemorrhage. South aspirin was stopped from his current medications. We recommend him to continue on Plavix and metoprolol therapy and follow his progression on the next follow-up visit. Number 2, valvular heart disease. On today's visit, he was asymptomatic. His recent echocardiogram showed mild mitral regurgitation and trace tricuspid regurgitation. We continue to monitor his valvular abnormality with serial echocardiography on the next follow-up visit. Number 3, peripheral arterial disease evaluation. His known history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, and history of smoking. On today's visit, he was asymptomatic. His recent dioximetry arterial Doppler study showed no significant peripheral arterial disease. We recommend him of lifetime modification and to continue on his current medications. Number 4, hypertension. His blood pressure measured today was 128 over 76 millimeter mercury, which is close to the required blood pressure. We recommend him to continue metoprolol therapy. Our goal to have blood pressure 140 over 90 millimeter mercury. Number 5, hyperlipidemia. We recommend him to continue simvastatin therapy. We recommend him to keep LDL below 70 milligram per deciliter with regular monitoring of his liver function test. Number 6, smoking cessation. His known history of smoking 6 cigarettes per day for 40 years On today's visit, we have been counseled about smoking cessation, and we'll follow up his progression on the next follow-up visit. Next paragraph, thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Muqar. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any questions or concerns. We'll see Mr. Muqar back on Friday. Meanwhile, he's instructed to continue to see his primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Amin Ali, Medical Sweden, dictating for Dr. Anas Obeid with all his board certificate. This is the end of the dictation.